Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Auto Body. Big box store body shops to come to our area. They contract with as many insurance companies as possible. They provide discounts for these referrals. This allows the insurance company to dictate the parts and repair process to ensure the lowest cost of repairs as possible. This is not in your best interest for your expensive investments. At Coachmaster, we work for our customer, not the insurance company. We have no obligation to cut parts prices or use inferior parts. We follow strict manufacturer repair guidelines. It's your choice and your choice alone where you choose to have your vehicle repaired. Coachmaster was established in Reading in 1969 and doing quality repairs in Reading for over 55 years. Coachmaster has proven to be your best choice for collision repair. And yes, it is your choice. Our friendly service and quality repairs will have you referring all your friends and family. And remember, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Remember Coachmaster on Eastside Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Tonight, Michael Brown joins me here.
He's the former FEMA director.
Talk show host, Michael Brown.
Brownie. Now.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
The Weekend with Michael Brown.
And I are like peas and carrots because we're both listening to The Weekend with Michael Brown. This show is like a box of chocolates. You never know what you're gonna get. Here are the rules of engagement. You can text message Michael at the number 33103. Start the text message with the word Mike or Michael, and you can ask Michael anything. You can download this show as a podcast. If you like, you can follow Michael on X, formerly Twitter, Instagram, or Facebook. To check out Michael's merch, or to find out what time your local affiliate broadcasts his show, go to where Little Jenny says...
Michael says GoHere.com.
What's that, Jenny?
Michael says GoHere.com.
Hold on tight to your dreams. The show's about to begin. Back to you, Michael.
Hey, happy weekend, everybody. Welcome to the program. Glad to have you with me. Now, don't forget, you want to engage with the program, just like, you know, Forrest says, you can always send me a text message. Text the number 33103. And just start your text with the word Mike or Michael and tell me anything, ask me anything. And I read them during the program. I read every single text message. So you can text me whenever you... Well, actually, you have to be listening to me. You can send me a text message. I had an entirely different, I never do rundowns. I just have a POS, a pile of stuff that I go through and I look at stuff as I'm doing the program, both the weekday program, which by the way, you can listen to, from 6 to 10 a.m. Mountain Time on 630 KHAL. That's the situation with Michael Brown, which you should, you know, put on your iHeart app or you should on your computer or whatever, wherever you are, you should listen to that program during the weekday too. So I carry forward some of the stuff I don't do during the week, put it in my weekend pile. My weekend pile also goes to the weekday pile. So I got a gigantic POS. Some people say I am a POS. So, you know, what am I supposed to do about that? But today, because of something I did last night, something came to the, well, it wasn't even in the POS. You've heard about, modern monetary theory. Modern monetary theory is, in my opinion, in a nutshell, bat crap crazy. But it's this idea that we're able to print our own currency. So because we can print our own currency, we shouldn't worry about deficits. We shouldn't worry about the national debt. We should just spend whatever we need to spend. Now, as I like to do on almost any topic, I like to take that to its logical conclusion. Now, let me ask you what you would do. And I seriously want you to think about this. If I told you that all you had to do was you had a credit card or you just had a really fancy copy machine in which you could just copy whatever, or you had, you know, sometimes kids, I remember my children used to think, well, Dad, can I have some money? Well, no, here's 20 bucks. Well, why can't I have 40 bucks? Well, because I'm not going to give you 40 bucks. Well, you have a checkbook. Just write me a check. And they had it in their head that as long as you had a checkbook or as long as you have a credit card, you got money, right? I want you to think about it. Here's the question. If whatever the mechanism is, a checkbook, a copy machine, a credit card, or just a interminable amount of $100 bills, just all the Benjamins in the world, and it didn't make any difference how much money you spent, you could spend all the money you wanted to, what would you do? What would you do? I'm not trying to be funny. I'm not trying to be a smartass. I'm asking a legitimate question. What would you do? I'll tell you what I would do. If I had unlimited resources. Now, we're not talking about a billionaire. I'm talking about unlimited resources. I first and foremost would be selfish. Honestly, I'm just telling you the truth. I would be selfish. I would probably, I'm kind of thinking this through logically. I would first and foremost take the current the home that I have, which, by the way, fortunately does not have a mortgage on it, but I would move out of that house almost immediately after having purchased a, now I would like a larger house, but my spouse would like a smaller house. So I would go out. I don't care what the interest rate is. I don't care what mortgage rates are. And I'm not going to put any money down. I mean, what putting money down? So I'm going to find a smaller home where I can keep my two Leon burgers and she can have her, you know, her little wired haired dachshund. And maybe we downsize a little bit, but I move closer to the studio just out of convenience. And then our home in New Mexico, I would probably not gut it, but I would probably spend whatever it takes to remodel it, however she wants to remodel it. I would also build a state-of-the-art studio in New Mexico so that, you know, when I finish my weekday program, maybe just permanently, but when I finish my weekday program on Fridays, I would drive down to the house in New Mexico, and then I would do this program from New Mexico in a state-of-the-art facility, and then I would spend the weekend, you know, watching the bear and the wild turkey, maybe have a little wild turkey, maybe do a little trout fishing, do a bunch of hiking with the dogs, and then maybe Monday do the weekday program there or not. The other thing I would do, because I do like to travel, and because I've been very fortunate throughout my life to be able to travel on private airplanes, I would buy myself a G5 or a G6, a Gulfstream 5 or a Gulfstream 6. I mean, those are tens of millions of dollars. And of course, then I'd hire a couple of pilots, and I'd get a hangar somewhere here in Denver. And then that way, if, you know, Damien and I were talking about, he's taking a trip. He's going to be gone over Memorial Day weekend. Well, what I would do, as much as I hate Damien, here's what I would actually do for Damien. I would say, Damien, you're taking a trip down. Let's just say Damien's going somewhere in the Caribbean. I'd say, you know what? I'm not using the jet this weekend. And because I hate you so much, you know, just as a favor, just so you'll try to be nice to me occasionally, here's the plane. I'll fly it in. I won't have it. They won't pick you up at LAX because LAX is way too big, way too complicated. Go to John Wayne. And we'll pick you up in Orange County, and we'll just fly you directly to wherever you want to go in the Caribbean. Now, and that's just as a favor to you. Now, my only thing I expect in return is a little respect. You know, be kind of nice to me. But I would start doing that kind of stuff. I would, you know, local food banks. You need how much money? Oh, here, let me write you a check. I mean, if I had unlimited money, I would be the world's greatest philanthropist. I would be a selfish bastard and take care of myself and my family, and I'd help my friends out. And, you know, I'd be such a sucker that somebody would come to me and say, well, Michael, you know, I'm driving an old, a 2023, Maserati, and I really need a 2024 Maserati. I might start drawing the line somewhere, but again, why would I? What would you do? What would you do? Because that's the basis of modern monetary theory. I want to suggest that if you have, now you'll have to rent it, but if you have the time, I want you to watch a video. And the reason I want you to watch the video is because you will recognize that what's going on right now in the government, what's going on in terms of some of the economists that are driving monetary policy, not necessarily fiscal policy. Now, do you understand? Let me explain the difference. A fiscal policy is the idea of how much money are we going to spend? What's our budget going to be? And what are we going to spend money on? Our monetary policy is more like how much money are we going to borrow? And we're going to borrow this? Are we going to try to reduce spending here? Are we going to try to pay for this increased spending or these tax cuts with whatever? That's kind of, now you're kind of getting into monetary policy. The movie that I want you to watch is called Finding the Money. Finding the Money. Let me tell you why.
Judge Napolitano here. The verdict is in. I've personally seen what goes on in D.C., and we could have some real challenges ahead. Congress can't stop spending money. The Fed can't stop printing money. And our national debt is increasing $1 trillion every 100 days. That's a wealth-destroying pace. Your dollars will buy less, and your retirement could be worth less. That's why gold is so important. It helps hedge against wealth destruction. I did my research, and it led me to gold, and that led me to Lear Capital. Over 25 years of experience, thousands of five-star reviews, and a 24-hour risk-free purchase guarantee. I encourage everyone to call Lear for their free $3,200 gold report at 800-927-2400. There's no obligation, just free education. And ask how you can qualify for up to $15,000 in bonus gold. Call 800-927-2400. That's 800-927-2400.
800-927-2400. I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history. It is with great honor and pride that we have been able to support several amazing local businesses like these over the years.
Thanks to the Reading Rancheria for their support of the Kiwanis Festive Dam Club Food for Kids program. We send 185 bags of food home every Friday. They're instrumental in helping us.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Dr. Eric and Tiffany Blazengame present Amazing Pollinators, on display now through May 27th at the Turtle Bay Museum. Immerse yourself in this visually stunning, game-based role-play adventure that explores the colorful and diverse world of pollinator and plant relationships. Amazing Pollinators at Turtle Bay Museum was created by Minotaur Mazes, a company specializing in interactive maze exhibits. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Celebrate 31 years with us at Wind River Resort and Casino and join us for our $30,000 anniversary Swipe to Win drawing. Swipe your River Club card daily to win free slot play, free drawing entries, or other instant prizes. Play any of your favorite slot machines and table games with your River Club card to earn entries. Join us for weekly drawings every Thursday starting at 7 p.m. for your chance to win free slot play or up to $3,100 cash. For complete details, see WinRiver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive in Reading is a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45 Baseball. North Valley Distributing is a major supplier of electrical and electronic products for the industrial and construction markets, featuring services with concentration in industrial automation, lighting, distribution, controls, data communication, solar, and energy solutions. North Valley Distributing, a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45 Baseball. Call 530-222-1500. That's 530-222-1500.
KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month starting at 8 a.m. for the Gorman Law Hour featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Thank you, Reading Rancheria, for supporting Tree of Life International Charter School. Gracias por todo su apoyo.
Thank you, Reading Rancheria! The Shasta Lake Chamber of Commerce wants to thank the Redding Rancheria. They have sponsored our Friday night in the park for more than 18 years, and we really appreciate it.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Hey, welcome back to the weekend with Michael Brown. Have you thought about it? Text the word Mike or Michael to 33103. If you had unlimited money, what would you do? And I know it's absurd, but this is the basis of modern monetary theory. The idea that deficits and debts don't matter because we print our own money. And the movie I want you to watch, now, I watched it on Apple TV. You can buy it for $12.99, and you can rent it for $5.99. I would encourage you to watch it. Spend $5.99. if I had unlimited money, I'd just buy the movie myself and let everybody watch it. But do it. There is a scene in Finding the Money, which is a pillar of new leftist thinking. But there's a video that the Washington Free Beacon published, you know, one of the conservative newspapers in D.C. And it's a viral video now. It shows one of Joe Biden's top economic advisors, Jared Bernstein. Now, I know you've heard of Jared Bernstein because he's appeared on all the networks. He appears on Fox News. He also appears on MSNBC, NBC, who am I leaving out? MSNBC, NBC, ABC, you know, all of them. He just appears on all of them. And he is Joe Biden's top economic advisor. This video, which you're going to hear a minute and 41 seconds of it. Just a minute and 41 seconds. Let me pause. A minute and 41 seconds. Jared Bernstein looks like he is trapped in the corner like a caged animal, and somebody is about to put him down. The person that you hear off camera is this woman who is the new evangelist for modern monetary theory. And she asks Biden's economic advisor a very simple question.
Government can't go bankrupt because we can print our own money.
It obviously begs the question, why exactly are we borrowing in a currency that we print ourselves? I'm waiting for someone to stand up and say, why do we borrow our own currency in the first place?
Like you said, they print the dollar. So why does the government even borrow?
Well,
now, in case you can't hear the question is, okay, so as you say, we print our own money, and you say that we cannot go bankrupt, which technically we can't go bankrupt because we're the U.S. government, but we can default, and we certainly can spend more than we take in to the point that it becomes unsustainable. But the question is, well, if we can't default, and we can print our own money, then why are we worried about budgets and deficits? It's a pretty straightforward question.
Currency in the first place.
Like you said, they print the dollar. So why does the government even borrow?
Well, some of this stuff gets some of the language that the MN, some of the language and concepts are just confusing. I mean, the government definitely prints money, and it definitely lends that money, which is why the government definitely prints money, and then it lends that money by selling bonds. Is that what they do? They sell bonds. Yeah, they sell bonds, right? Since they sell bonds, and people buy the bonds and lend them the money. Yeah, so a lot of times, at least to my ear with MMT, the language and the concepts can be kind of unnecessarily confusing, but there is no question that the government prints money and then it uses that money to, so, Yeah, I guess I'm just, I can't really talk. I don't get it. I don't know what they're talking about. Like, because it's like the government clearly prints money. It does it all the time, and it clearly borrows. Otherwise, we wouldn't be having this debt and deficit conversation. So I don't think there's anything confusing there.
Oh, holy cow. You talk about a guy that is, I mean, this is Biden's top economic advisor. How confidence-inspiring was that? The government definitely lends money by selling bonds. Oh, yeah, is that what they do? He literally asked, he kind of turned over to his shoulder as if to look for somebody, a staffer or somebody, hey, help me out here. Yeah, we definitely lend money by selling bonds. Isn't that what we do? Yeah, I guess I don't get it. Now, conservatives in the media are laughing their asses off because it's a Biden official looking like, well, he's looking like a D-bag. He's looking like a total idiot. And people on the left howled and laughed and guffawed because they believe that Bernstein he's writhing in a net of capitalist denial. Unable to face the great truth, as they would call it. Namely, that the truth is a government can print its own currency and should never have to borrow. It can just print money. That scene is from that movie, Finding the Money. And Finding the Money is the new Bible about modern monetary theory. It is the pillar of the left thinking in this country. And the modern monetary theory's high priest is the star of that movie, an economist by the name of Stephanie Kelton. Now, I don't know. She seems like a nice person, but I've never met her. I don't know her. But she is absolutely full of it. Kelton is sure, she's sure that deficits are fake. That deficits, she thinks, are part of an age-old political fraud that somehow cons the public into believing that the national debt is the reason that politicians don't pay for social programs. When talking about modern monetary theory, she transforms into this, and I mean this in a nice way, a master persuader. Absolutely a master, almost like a magician. One story I read put it this way. Remember Marsha Clark, the prosecutor in the O.J. Simpson trial? One commentator said that if Marsha Clark possessed a fraction of economist Kelton's self-assurance, O.J. would have died in prison. Now, I want you to think again, because I'm going to give you a story later on in the program where Jamie Dimon from Chase is talking about how the spending and the inflation, all of which are tied together, is about to explode. But before we do that, I want you to listen to a clip about how she tries to explain modern monetary theory. Try to keep your brain intact, and don't let the blood shoot out of your eyes.
You're listening to The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Your gut. Your dog's immune system is based in the gut. A diet lacking in nutrients can cause itching, scratching, and a weak immune system. However, there is a solution. DINOVITE. DINOVITE.
It took a grand total of 2 weeks. The dog stopped itching, the hair stopped falling out.
Try DINOVITE for free. Just pay shipping and handling. Learn more at DINOVITE.com/radio.
Happier, healthier with every bite. Over 1 million pets helped with DINOVITE.
A violent crime is committed every 24 seconds. The U.S. Concealed Carry Association exists to provide firearm education, to train you, and to give you access to self-defense liability insurance so when the trouble comes, you're ready. Over 800,000 Americans trust the USCCA. There is an exclusive limited-time offer for radio listeners. Go to DefendFamily.com to get all the benefits of membership, plus a chance to win the firearm of your choice. Go to DefendFamily.com now.
I'm Scott Schaffner, proud member of Reading West Rotary. Dignity Health and Reading West Rotary present the 17th annual Taste of Reading 2024, Sunday, June 9th, from noon until 4 at the Reading City Hall Sculpture Park. Chefs are preparing their finest foods for you to sample with great wines and microbrews, plus live entertainment on three stages. Get your tickets for food and drink sampling in advance at tasteofreading.org. Sample great food and beverages from local restaurants, wineries, and breweries while listening to The Billies, Bartosz, Hook, Anna J. Band, and Ashley Black. Enjoy fun with the family with face painting and balloon artists. There will be fun for the entire family, so come down to the 17th annual Taste of Reading, Sunday, June 9th, at the Sculpture Park at Reading City Hall. Find the complete list of events and purchase your tickets by visiting us online at tasteofreading.org.
Experience luxurious bliss with Pinnacle Cultivators, Reading's premier licensed legacy cultivator exclusively at the Queen of Dragons in the city of Shasta Lake. Pinnacle's carefully crafted, expertly curated flower guarantees an exceptional experience with rare genetics and distinctive flavors, freshly packaged daily for a genuine farm-to-table experience. Visit 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard or call 530-276-9771 for delivery and hours of operation. Visit queenofdragons.com or follow us on X at the Queen Dragons.
Hello, this is Roland from the Flag Center. Are you thinking about a new flagpole for Memorial Day or 4th of July? Well, now is a good time. Currently, our high-quality Titan telescoping poles are on sale at prices too low to advertise. These beautiful silver or dark bronze poles are backed by a lifetime warranty and wind rated at 95 miles per hour. The Flag Center, 2124 Hilltop Drive, since 1982.
The official meeting of the business-to-business meeting is called to order. Business-to-business, where we always say, make every transaction a win-win-win. Our guest today is Steve Clark from Minuteman Press of Reading.
Today I'd like to talk to you about business cards.
Well, I just get mine from this.
Don't say it. Don't do it. If you're thinking of ordering your business cards online, don't do it. Keep your business local.
But they're cheaper online.
No. Business cards from Minuteman Press of Reading start at just $35, and custom design services start at $29, and you keep your money local.
Hey, that's a win.
Let us at Minuteman Press of Reading take care of your business cards. Rapid turnaround time and priced right. We also do full-service direct mail and promotional products at Minuteman Press of Reading.
Call 221-0400. That's 221-0400.
For Minuteman Press of Reading, where we design, print, and promote you.
221-0400. That's 221-0400.
Minuteman Press of Reading. Call today.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
Join Token's radio show every Sunday at 2 p.m. on 96.5 FM and AM 1460 as hosts Christy Matthews and Linda Kent explore the exciting world of cryptocurrency and blockchain technology. Learn how Bitcoin is revolutionizing finance and grasp sound money principles. Hear new perspectives on achieving financial freedom beyond broken institutions. The future of money is here. Empower yourself with knowledge. Listen to Token's radio show with Linda and Christy this Sunday at 2 p.m. on KCNR. Big and exciting changes are underway.
Tonight, Michael Brown joins me here.
The former FEMA director.
Talk show host Michael Brown.
Brownie.
Now.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Oh,
Hey, welcome back to the weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. For all of you that don't listen to me during the weekday, just tune out for 15 seconds. For all of you that listen to me on the weekday and you're still sending me text messages about the Princess Bride, stop it. I'm going to watch the damn movie this weekend. I'm going to fill myself full of tequila and watch the damn, maybe because I live in Colorado, maybe magic mushrooms too, and I'll watch the damn movie. Everybody just shut up and leave me alone. I'm so tired of that. I got to watch this damn movie, otherwise I'm going to lose my entire audience. Back to modern monetary theory, something that I think is much more important than The Princess Bride, although I think some people don't. So here was Jared Bernstein, the top economic advisor for the President of the United States of America, being asked about modern monetary theory.
The U.S. government can't go bankrupt because we can print our own money.
It obviously begs the question, why exactly are we borrowing in a currency that we print ourselves? I'm waiting for someone to stand up and say, why do we borrow our own currency in the first place?
Like you said, they print the dollar, so why does the government even borrow?
Well, some of this stuff gets... some of the language and concepts are just confusing. I mean, the government definitely prints money, and it definitely lends that money, which is why the government definitely prints money, and then it lends that money by selling bonds. Is that what they do? They sell bonds. Yeah, they sell bonds, right? Since they sell bonds and people buy the bonds and lend them the money. Yeah, so. A lot of times, at least to my ear with MMT, the language and the concepts can be kind of unnecessarily confusing, but there is no question that the government prints money and then it uses that money to, I don't get it. I don't know what they're talking about, because it's like, the government clearly prints money. It does it all the time, and it clearly borrows. Otherwise, we wouldn't be having this debt and deficit conversation. So I don't think there's anything confusing there.
All right. Now, someone sent me a text message, which is a perfect example of where I want to go with this. Mike. Oh, I see. It's a friend of mine out in New Jersey. He lives in a tenement house off the end of the runway at Newark International Airport. Gubernator number 1012 writes, Mike, 10 years ago, the Cuban peso was worth $1. Today, it is worth 4 cents. Now, I want you to think about the dollars that you have in your wallet right now. Let's do this little exercise. If you have a dollar bill or a $20 bill or a Benjamin, whatever you have in your pocket right now, I want you to take it out and just look at it. Literally, I want you to look at it. Now, tell me what gives that dollar its value. How do I know that I could take that $1, actually, I need two of them. I could take two of those $1 bills to the McDonald's over here by my studio, and I could buy one large Diet Coke. Now, why does McDonald's agree to take those two pieces of paper in exchange for that, give me a product that they've had to spend money on to buy the syrup, they had to make the ice, they have to have the building, they had to pay the utilities, they have to pay the labor, they had to build the drive-through, they had to build the speaker, they had to pay the taxes, they have to do everything. But they agreed to take those two pieces of paper and after spending all of that money, give me one large Diet Coke. Why? Why do they do that? Because we have, don't laugh, because we have full faith and credit in the United States government. And that money, which is called fiat money, because it's not backed by gold, it's not backed by silver, it's not backed by anything of value, it's backed by the U.S. government. How many of you you know, not to be too religious or not to even be sacrilegious here, but how many of you have full faith and credit in your God versus the full faith and credit that you have in the United States government? Like, I have virtually no faith in the U.S. government. But still, I use those dollar bills, or what I do is I use plastic, and I use those, I use plastic, or like for the Diet Cokes, I actually use an app. And the app itself uses plastic. There's no physical transaction whatsoever. It's all electronic. But we all agree that that's the value. Now go back to that Cuban peso. It was worth one of our dollars 10 years ago, and today is worth 4 pennies of one of our dollars, 4 cents of our dollar. Now think about why. The more you have of something, think about supply and demand. If you have 10 widgets and the demand for widgets is there are 20 people trying to buy one widget and there are only 10 widgets available and you're the seller of those widgets. Well, you're going to increase the price of those widgets, aren't you? Supply and demand. Now think about it in terms of money. If there's an overabundance of dollar bills, if there's an unlimited number of dollar bills, they become like the Cuban peso. You have so much of it that it becomes worth less. Again, go back to that $1. Now, I didn't have time today to look it up. But you think about what, and I'll go back to the first example I thought of for myself, was my dad built for our family a new home in 1969. His mortgage was like, I think, 4.something%. His monthly payment on a house that was 1,800 square feet, brick, hardwood floors, wood-burning fireplace. It's a nice kind of single-family home. Three bedrooms. Three bedrooms, two baths, a dining area. I mean, it's a pretty typical, you know, middle-class family home. 1969, he paid $21,000 for it. 4.7% interest. His monthly payment was $112 a month. Now, he paid $21,000 for that single family home in 1969. How many dollars would you need today to build a similar home? Well, in Denver, you would probably need, I'm guessing, depending on what neighborhood you might build in, you're going to need at least $400,000. Some neighborhoods, $500,000 versus $21,000. The value of that dollar that you have has been losing value. Because what? Because the government keeps printing more and more money. And the more money it prints, the less value you have. Just basic supply and demand applied to government monetary policy. Now think about modern monetary theory. What I want you to hear next is a clip from that woman. I've already forgotten her name. I had it in my notes. Stephanie Kelton. I better highlight this. Stephanie Kelton. This is her, Damien, just to give you a heads up, I'm going to take an early break here. This clip that you're going to hear when we get back is from the movie in which she explains why we need to quit worrying about this. We need to quit worrying about all the money we're printing. I've watched this a dozen times. And again, it's from the movie Finding the Money. When we get back, you'll hear Stephanie Kelton try to explain to you. So again, kind of wrap your head with a chain or something to keep your head from blowing up, because that's coming up next.
Hey. Judge Napolitano here. Can you believe the chaos we're facing today? Government is out of control, spending is out of control, and the dollar is dying. It's just a matter of time until digital money replaces cash. It's coming fast. So you need to get educated in other ways to invest and preserve the wealth you already have. Start now by calling Lear Capital at 800-927-2400. Get their free report, The Tipping Point. Learn what rising debt and a digital dollar could mean for your retirement. Do what I did. Buy gold from Lear Capital to protect your wealth. Over 25 years experience, thousands of five-star reviews, and a 24-hour risk-free purchase guarantee. Lear is whom I trust when I buy gold. Get the report and up to $15,000 in bonus gold with a qualifying purchase. Call 800-927-2400. That's 800-927-2400. 800-927-2400.
Everybody has been dealing with the availability of homeowners insurance in Northern California. Companies not writing your home insurance anymore are leaving the state altogether. Siskiyou Insurance has hired a specialist specifically for dealing with a homeowners crisis here in Shasta County. He specializes in what the market is doing, coverages, and which companies may be able to help. Call Brian Dews at Siskiyou Insurance Services for your home or auto consultation. Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Are you craving a delicious pizza at a great price? Look no further than Charlie's Tap House. Charlie's Tap House is bringing back their incredible pizza deal. Every Tuesday from 4 p.m. until close, you can enjoy half off on your second pizza. That's right, buy one of any size and get the second one half off. This offer is only available for dine-in. So gather your friends and family and head over to Charlie's Tap House. The famous meal deal is back by popular demand. For just $29.95, you can choose between a medium two-topping pizza or a large plate of spaghetti with two mouth-watering meatballs. You have the option to indulge in a large house or Caesar salad. It's a complete feast at an unbeatable price. Charlie's Tap House is the place to be every day of the week from 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. Enjoy a refreshing drink from our beer wall and get a fantastic 25% off during happy hour. Don't miss out on these incredible offers. Visit Charlie's Tap House today and savor the flavors you love at the prices that can't be beaten.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risks to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year, we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website at havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
Boo for the villain, cheer for the hero, sigh for the sweet young thing, and laugh your tail feathers off at Foul Play in French Gulch, a Western melodrama that the whole family will love. Don't be a chicken, wear your Western duds, and come on down to the Riverfront Playhouse in downtown Reading, May 9th through the 26th. Tickets available at riverfrontplayhouse.net. Sponsored by Cornerstone Community Bank, the Downtown Reading Cultural District, and this amazing station.
Speaking with Michael Brown, and I'm just trying to I'm just trying to make your head explode about what the left is trying to cram down our throat in terms of modern monetary theory. So in this, it's just under 2 minutes. I think it's like a minute and 11 seconds. This economist, who is the kind of the mainstream, not mainstream, I certainly don't want to use that term, but is the main character in the movie Finding the Money. In this clip, she tries, and I say tries, she tells us how easy it is to understand modern monetary theory. So you ready? Whatever you're doing, stop and listen for the next 1 minute and 11 seconds.
That's when I showed the sector balance graph to audiences. It's the most important chart in the world. Government deficits are almost always seen in a negative light. Nothing but a sea of worrying red ink. That's not how I look at it. Here's what I see. I see what's happening on the other side of the government's ledger.
Now let me stop it for just a moment so I can draw the picture in your mind. So imagine a straight line, you know, from left to right. And below that line are government deficits, and they're in red. So the government deficit going back to, I can't really tell from the chart, but let's say it goes back to 1980. So back to 1980, you know, it's red and it stays red and it drops a little bit. And then you get to Bill Clinton and suddenly there's not much deficit because Bill Clinton actually did balance the budget for a few years. And then after Clinton starts going red and all the red is below that line across the middle, the center of the picture. Now what she's doing is she's inverting it. And she's taking the exact same amount of red below the line, and she's drawing black above the line. And she's saying, look, we're just thinking about it wrong. We're just thinking about deficits wrong. They're not red. They're not negative. Actually, they're black, and they're on top of the line. Oh, my God, it's so bizarre.
It's always seen in a negative light. Nothing but a sea of worrying red ink. That's not how I look at it. Here's what I see. I see what's happening on the other side of the government's ledger. On the other side of the government's deficit is a non-government surplus. Their minus 10 is matched by a plus 10 on somebody else's balance sheet.
Now think about, again, I got to stop it for 1 second. So now she's taking that line that goes from left to right, and now she's turned the line 90 degrees, and now it's going from top to bottom. So all the government deficit is over here on the left, and it's all in red. And now on that same line that's now vertical over here on the right side is what she calls everybody else. So government, she says, is minus 9, but on the other side of that line is a plus 10 for everybody else. Meaning the government deficit spending helped somebody else. How?
So my red ink is your black ink. That graph is really the one that when I show it to audiences, it changes everything. So when you see a headline like this one,
Now she's reading a headline from the Wall Street Journal that says why $1 trillion deficits could be the new normal. It was a great story in the Wall Street Journal.
Dollar deficits could be the new normal. This is meant to shock and frighten. But take a look and read it this way. Watch the word deficit.
She changes the headline to why $1 trillion surpluses could be the new normal. Oh, just by changing, I love it, just by changing the word. So just by changing the word deficit to surplus, oh, you have a brand new story. Holy cow. I guess I'm going to go home after the program today and just tell my spouse that, you know what, baby, we got $1 billion in the bank. Yeah. I watched this video clip today that said, I'm just thinking about things the wrong way. I'm looking at my bank account. And I just got to move that decimal point over. Yeah, man, we're rolling in the hay, baby.
Better? Things should go better? $1 trillion surpluses to the private sector could be the new normal. Oh, all right.
Okay.
I'm down.
Yeah, I'm down. Hey, baby, I'm down. That's easy. Now, again, I don't often ask people to spend money. But, well, I do for my sponsors, I guess. But here I'm asking you to spend your own money on something that, unless you can find it free somewhere. If I, you know what? I dislike this woman so much that if I could steal this video and post it somewhere where you could watch it for free, I would do that and just let her come after me. Because I would say, well, wait a minute. I'm just exercising modern monetary theory. You say that all this deficit spending is actually good for somebody else. So I'm just trying to spread your gospel, baby. I'm just trying to spread your gospel. Finding the money. You know, I have spent, well, my entire life in politics. But when I think about all of the different solutions and the different ideas that get, you know, passed around all the time, think about, you know, self-proclaimed arch capitalists, I think discredited themselves so much in those years of all the, you know, funny money, the, you know, the oil booms and everybody spending money like crazy. And it's just, you know, and then we go through 2008 and you're too big to fail. So we're going to throw all this money at the banks to save them because if they're too big to fail, am I not too small to fail? Why are you saving them? Why are you not saving me? All these people are now kind of turning into modern monetary theorists. Jacobin, in one of the interviews with, which is a far leftist socialist site, says this: we're seeing a paradigm shift away from free market dogmas and their solution to the accounting madness of the financialization era that we're in, where we take everything and just financialize it, is just turn the paper upside down. Just turn that graph 90 degrees, and suddenly you realize deficits don't matter. Go back to the Cuban peso. Go back to that, my dad's house, $21,000. Go back to your grocery bill. If by some miracle you've got a receipt for some groceries from 1969 when my dad built that house, imagine what we were paying. Well, I can remember when I first started driving. I don't know exactly what the price of gas was, but the price of gas was certainly below 50 cents because I remember when it hit 50 cents. I remember when it hit a dollar. And now we just, yeah, you know, it's, I filled up the other day, $3.50. Yeah. Did gas go up or did the value of the dollars that I'm paying for the gas go down? What if it's both? What if it's both? Enjoy your newfound financial freedom.
Your pet isn't just a pet. They're part of your family. Most of the pet food on the market is cooked at high temperatures, which kills nutrients. A scoop of Dynavite is a 3-in-1 daily supplement, adding back key nutrients to your pup's health. Try Dynavite for free. Just pay shipping and handling. Learn more at dinovite.com/radio. That's dinovite.com/radio.
Happier, healthier with every bite. Over a million pets helped with Dynavite.
A violent crime is committed every 24 seconds. The U.S. Concealed Carry Association exists to provide firearm education, to train you, and to give you access to self-defense liability insurance so when the trouble comes, you're ready. Over 800,000 Americans trust the USCCA. There is an exclusive limited-time offer for radio listeners. Go to DefendFamily.com to get all the benefits of membership, plus a chance to win the firearm of your choice. Go to DefendFamily.com now.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Auto Body. Big box store body shops to come to our area. They contract with as many insurance companies as possible. They provide discounts for these referrals. This allows the insurance company to dictate the parts and repair process to ensure the lowest cost of repairs as possible. This is not in your best interest. for your expensive investments. At Coachmaster, we work for our customer, not the insurance company. We have no obligation to cut parts prices or use inferior parts. We follow strict manufacturer repair guidelines. It's your choice, and your choice alone, where you choose to have your vehicle repaired. Coachmaster was established in Reading in 1969 and doing quality repairs in Reading for over 55 years. Coachmaster is proven to be your best choice for collision repair. And yes, it is your choice. Our friendly service and quality repairers will have you referring all your friends and family. And remember, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Remember Coachmaster on East Side Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour at townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Correspondent Charles De La Desma has a report for us on Ukraine's new mobilization law.
A divisive mobilization law in Ukraine came into force on Saturday as Kyiv struggles to boost troop numbers after Russia launched a new offensive that some fear could close in on Ukraine's second largest city, Kharkiv. The legislation, which was watered down from its original draft, will make it easy to identify every conscript in the country. It also provides incentives to soldiers, such as cash bonuses or money toward buying a house or car. The measures reflect the growing strain that more than 2 years of war with Russia has had on Ukraine's forces, who are trying to hold the front lines in fighting. That's sapped the country's ranks and stores of weapons and ammunition. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Nearly 1 million homes and businesses remained without power yesterday, stretching all the way from Texas to Louisiana. Complements of powerful thunderstorms that were so strong they blew the windows out of some downtown skyscrapers in Houston. Bob Orovec with the National Weather Service.
Most of the severe weather effects from this current line of thunderstorms that moved through Texas and are now moving across the Gulf Coast has been from high winds.
Meanwhile, the National Weather Service today warning people in the Houston area to be careful as they're engaged in all the hard work of cleaning up and rebuilding, because the degree is supposed to be up to 90 degrees in the heat, and they say that could lead to heat exhaustion. Former Senator Jim Talent says President Biden's vacillation on support for Israel has dealt a blow to U.S. credibility.
We want the Egyptians to take Gaza refugees. They won't. We want the Gulf states to work with us in setting up a Palestinian state in Gaza, and they're laughing at us.
Talent says the double messages made all the countries in the region less likely to agree to any U.S. demands. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
This story is called The Ugly Truth About Timeshare. If you think you've done your family a favor by buying a timeshare, you need my help. Hello, I'm Chuck McDowell, founder of Wesley Financial Group. 10 years ago, I started helping folks cancel their timeshare. In the process, started Wesley Financial Group to do one thing, help people get out of their timeshare nightmare. When you buy a timeshare, the timeshare company can raise your annual maintenance fees at will. I recently helped a couple that had their maintenance fees go from $800 to $3,200 a year. They also received a $4,000 assessment for a hurricane that was over 1,000 miles away. Sound crazy? Stop the insanity today. Call my office now. If we take you as a client, I guarantee we'll cancel your timeshare or you'll pay nothing.
Want out of your timeshare? Call now for your free timeshare exit info kit. 800-656-1155. 800-656-1155. 800-656-1155.
The world's top-ranked golfer, Scottie Scheffler, rested before climbing the PGA Championship leaderboard yesterday. Here's correspondent Gethin Coolbaugh.
He was arrested for second-degree assault of a police officer, third-degree criminal mischief, reckless driving, and not following police directions.
I definitely never imagined ever going to jail, and I definitely never imagined going to jail the morning before one of my tee times.
He was booked into jail at 7:28 a.m. and was released and arrived at Valhalla at 9:12 a.m.
My main focus after getting arrested was, wondering if I could be able to come back out here and play, and, fortunately I was able to do that.
Police say a pedestrian was hit by a bus on the road leading to Valhalla Golf Club. ESPN says Scheffler drove past a police car and was chased down and cuffed. I'm Gethin Coolbaugh.
And those charges against Scheffler include two misdemeanors and one violation and one felony. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. It's a no. Auto workers at Mercedes-Benz plants near Tuscaloosa, Alabama, have rejected joining the United United Auto Workers Union by a vote of 2,642 to 2,045. Here's Jackie Quinn.
The workers at two Mercedes plants outside of Tuscaloosa, Alabama, have voted 56% against joining the United Auto Workers Union. It's a setback for the UAW's drive to organize factories in the South, where some governors have been warning workers they could wind up losing their jobs because the companies would have higher costs. One anti-union worker said they didn't believe the union's promises of higher pay around $40 an hour and better benefits. A month ago, the UAW did score a win with Volkswagen workers in Chattanooga, Tennessee. I'm Jackie Quinn.
More on these stories at townhall.com.
Do you or someone you love struggle with PTSD, anxiety, depression, insomnia, OCD, alcoholism, substance abuse disorder, autism, ADHD, brain fog, or traumatic brain injury? At Shasta Meadows Wellness Center, Dr. Tagger and his team offer safe, proven, and effective care, even for those resistant to typical medicine. Learn more about Shasta Meadows Wellness Center. They have IV ketamine or at-home oral ketamine. Ask about the state-of-the-art EEG guided TMS therapy. This customized, safe, no side effect option is effective on a wide range of difficult to treat conditions. Visit us today at ShastaMeadowsWellness.com. Don't just get by, get well.
Call to make an appointment for a free consultation. 530-444-8304. 530-444-8304. Shasta Meadows Wellness Center in Reading.
Tonight, Michael Brown joins me here.
He's the former FEMA director.
Talk show host, Michael Brown.
Brownie! No.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
The Weekend with Michael Brown.
You and I are like peas and carrots because we're both listening to The Weekend with Michael Brown. This show is like a box of chocolates. You never know what you're gonna get. Here are the rules of engagement. You can text message Michael at the number 33103. Start the text message with the word Mike or Michael. And you can ask Michael anything. You can download this show as a podcast. If you like, you can follow Michael on X, formerly Twitter, Instagram, or Facebook. To check out Michael's merch, or to find out what time your local affiliate broadcasts his show, go to where Little Jenny says,
Michael says gohere.com.
What's that, Jenny?
Michael says gohere.com.
Hold on tight to your dreams. The show's about to begin. Back to you, Michael.
Hey, happy weekend, everybody. Glad to have you with me. So, let's talk about the Trump trial for a moment. Because, I mean, there's so many things to say about it, but I want to focus on one thing for a minute. And that's obviously Michael Cohen, Trump's former personal lawyer, and he abhors this name, but the fixer. And he abhors the name because he, even though I think he actually liked the name, White House staff, Trump surrogates, others have said he was never a fixer. And in fact, most of the things that he touched, he ended up breaking, and then we had to go fix things. He was more the breaker than he was the fixer. Well, there was a time in the cross-examination of Michael Cohen that he told defense attorney Todd Blanche that while he was not part of the official 2016 Trump campaign, that he was a surrogate. Now remember, he's under oath. He is a convicted serial liar. He's a convicted serial perjurer. He has lied to, and I try to think off the top of my head, he's lied to Congress. He's lied to the FBI. He has lied to the prosecutors. He has lied in depositions. He's lied. I mean, every possible place you can possibly lie, he's lied. And I find the character fascinating, not because I admire him, but because I find people like this fascinating. You know, it's like I often tell people that one of my favorite politicians is Lyndon Johnson. Not because I agreed with anything he did, but I'm fascinated by how he did things. I'm fascinated by Michael Cohen and how he continues to cause trouble for himself. Everything that's wrong in his life, which is probably true for all of us, whether it's right or wrong, has been brought on by the choices that we have made. Now, when he said that he was not part of the official Trump campaign in 2016, that he was a surrogate, the word is indeed a technical political industry standard term for people who represent campaigns in the media. So when he testified that he was not part of the campaign, he was a surrogate, in politics that has a very specific meaning. But Cohen's assertion of being a campaign surrogate has been blown apart by details of what he really was doing, leading, I think, to some serious concern that this New York lawyer has again perjured himself, but now he's done it on the stand in this current Trump trial going on. When he was asked about his 2016 role, you got to remember, we're going back to 2016, and you know, Trump's right about this. This is a case that should have been brought, and I question, well, I don't believe it should have been brought. But if this is a case that should have been brought, it should have been brought back in 2018 at the latest. So this is way, they've done everything they can to bastardize and stretch the statute of limitations trying to bring this case. But let's go back to 2016. Because Michael Cohen opined under oath now, don't forget he's under oath, quote, I wasn't going to be a part of it. I was just going to be a surrogate, someone who speaks on behalf of the candidate and defends him in the press, speaks to the press, provides color, but not as a member of the campaign, but rather as an outside person. So again, as to give the appearance that is unbiased. Now, the idea that anybody would believe that Michael Cohen would be unbiased towards his own client in 2016, well, that's just ludicrous on its face. Throughout this entire trial, Cohen has repeated this claim that he was a campaign surrogate, but the suggestion has now been dismissed by the 2016 campaign staffer who managed all of the surrogate activity. Let me explain. Campaigns, particularly presidential campaigns, are a complex organism. You have a campaign manager. You have deputy campaign managers. And those deputy campaign managers are numerous. They can be divided up geographically. I had a friend, for example, who was the deputy campaign manager for Reagan's campaigns, and his geographical area that he oversaw was everything west of the Mississippi. And then you have campaign, deputy campaign managers that are divided up among functions. Some are fundraising deputy campaign managers. Some are legal. Some are financial. Some are media. Some are comms. Some are, you mean, every possible aspect of a campaign. Travel, advance, everything that you can possibly manage, including surrogates. I'm the deputy campaign manager in 2016 for Donald Trump, and I'm the deputy campaign manager for the surrogates. Oh, there is really someone who oversees surrogates. 2016 Trump comms director, communications director, a guy by the name of Brian Lanza, says this, quote, I never booked him, and I never referred to him as a surrogate. Trump never asked me to book him, or the campaign never asked me. He further explained, raising questions as to whose authority Cohen claims to have been acting on as a surrogate. Now, some media articles list Cohen as a surrogate can be found online. Well, that title is likely to have been misrepresented by Cohen not the campaign, given that now the Brian Lanza, the comms director, which that would be the person in charge of surrogates, because the surrogates are doing what? They're communicating on behalf of the campaign. Lanza's assertion that the campaign never sent him as a surrogate, that suggests that Cohen probably perjured himself again this week and has repeatedly throughout the New York trial. Wow. So the star witness for the prosecution, Alvin Bragg and Michael Colangelo, who, by the way, comes from the Biden administration, I think they conspired to bring this trial, have now put on the stand as their star witness, a guy that, now, let's tell the jury, I admit that I've been lying in the past, but I'm telling the truth now. And then he gets on the stand and he lies again. This trial in New York, I don't care how you feel about Donald Trump. If you care about justice, fairness, and the rule of law, and you understand that if they can do this to Donald Trump, they can do it to anybody, ought to scare the feces out of you.
Does your current trophy wife want a life insurance policy three times the size of your previous mistakes? Relax and call Big Lou at Term Provider. Big Lou says if you're in your 50s, even a bit porky, a $1 million term life policy should only cost about $200 to $300 per month. Call Big Lou at 800-529-2856. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He likes trophies, too. For affordable life insurance, call 800-529-2856.
A violent crime is committed every 24 seconds. The U.S. Concealed Carry Association exists to provide firearm education, to train you, and to give you access to self-defense liability insurance so when the trouble comes, you're ready. Over 800,000 Americans trust the USCCA. There is an exclusive limited-time offer for radio listeners. Go to DefendFamily.com to get all the benefits of membership, plus a chance to win the firearm of your choice. Go to DefendFamily.com now.
NorCal Vaccine Access Alliance and medical partners organized a free COVID-19 vaccine special clinic in Anderson for kids and adults at the Shasta Regional Medical Group at 2830 East Street in Anderson. This free event in Anderson will feature gift cards and free food for vaccine recipients Friday, May 24th from 9:30 a.m. to 2:30 p.m. Walk-ins are welcome. For more details, email ncvaa2023@gmail.com.
If your pest control company has you wondering what stresses you out more, the bugs they miss or the bill they send you, then it's time to ditch big corporate pest control and call your local guys, Jefferson Pest Control. We have a combined 70 years of experience in dealing with pests including termites, ants, spiders, roaches, rodents, and more. We're local, we're fair, we answer the phone, and we can't wait to hear from you. We're Jefferson Pest Control. You can find us on Google.
Attention all gardening enthusiasts. It's time to celebrate 50 years of greenery and growth at Gold Leaf Nursery in Reading. That's right, folks. For almost a half a century, Gold Leaf Nursery has been your go-to destination for all things garden-related. And to mark this incredible milestone, they're throwing the biggest sale this year. The nursery is blooming with vibrant perennials and annuals, hardy shrubs, succulents, and majestic trees, vegetables, herbs, roses, ground coverings, along with 1 gallon or larger and all bag soil amendments. Their extensive selection ensures that there's something for every taste and style. And don't forget about their premium selection of statuaries, fountains, and bird baths to add that perfect finishing touch. At Gold Leaf Nursery, they're not just about selling plants. They're about cultivating joy, creating memories, and nurturing connections with nature. Come visit them today and let them help turn your outdoor space into a sanctuary you'll love coming home to. Thanks for voting Gold Leaf Nursery best in the North State. Come check them out on Churn Creek Road, 1/4 mile from Airport Road. Open Tuesday through Saturday.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year, we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website at havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday Mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
Hello there, this is Kevin Cry. Every other Sunday, I will be on KCNR, your talk radio, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. I will be discussing the issues that matter to you most. You'll be able to call in directly, ask questions, and have a dialogue open and free every other Sunday right here on KCNR, your talk radio.
You're listening to Weekend with Michael Brown, and I'm really glad that you're doing it. Let's talk about the podcast real quickly. So I really would appreciate a subscription to the podcast, and it's really easy to do. Whatever podcast app you use, you search for this podcast. It's called, the title is, The Situation with Michael Brown. The Situation with Michael Brown. And then you hit the subscribe button. And once you hit subscribe, then your podcast app will automatically download. Every time it goes out searching for the podcast, it'll download all 5 days of the weekday program and all of the weekend program. See how easy that is? So be sure and subscribe to The Situation with Michael Brown. So let's go back. We talked a little bit about modern monetary theory in the first hour and how inflation and government spending was out of control, and that's causing, you know, the government, as the government throws more money into the economy, those dollars become worth less and less. Well, J.P. Morgan, CEO Jamie Dimon. He's out now, and Jamie Dimon's kind of like the old, there was some investment banking. When somebody speaks, everybody listens. I forget who the investment banking house, brokerage house. When E.F. Hutton, it was E.F. Hutton. When E.F. Hutton speaks, people listen. Well, it's kind of true with Jamie Dimon. He's now out there publicly expressing concerns that, you know, you've read about stock markets have reached record highs. They're record highs. Now, I'm not griping because I'm looking at my portfolio and I'm going, okay, yeah, that's pretty damn good. I'm kind of happy about that. But I also recognize that I think it's being buoyed by a bunch of funny money. And Jamie Dimon's talking about how investors may be overlooking impending inflationary pressures. Impending? Seriously, Jamie? Maybe you don't buy the groceries in your house, but you probably don't even pay the credit card bills that your wife or probably your butler, your maid, or whoever buys the groceries for you. You just, you know, you're just like, you know, Donald Trump. Checks cross the, or you have automatic payments made. You don't know what grocery prices are like. You probably don't know what the price of a gallon of gas is. So he's talking about impending inflationary pressures. That's the phrase I wanted you to hear. Because we know inflation is already here. And it's cumulative. So if inflation at one point, in fact, grocery prices are up upwards of 20% inflation right now. And so when they tell you that inflation is only 3.4% this last month, well, that's on top of all of the other inflationary increases for the past 3 years. Now, despite the markets hitting these latest high water marks, the Dow Jones exceeding 40,000 points, really is backed by indications of easing inflation and a potential Federal Reserve interest rate cut. I think that's what's driving the markets. Everybody that's, I would say, in an investment house, the Wall Streeters, even though they may not technically be on Wall Street, but the big institutional investors, the banks, the pension funds, all of these big groups, I think they are thinking, and I think there's some truth to it, that the Federal Reserve may actually cut rates, the Federal Reserve rate. They may cut that in August. Why would they do that? If nothing else, if none of the other fundamentals have changed, why would the Federal Reserve cut the rate in August? Oh, wait a minute. Let's see. People are voting because early voting for November 5, the presidential election, the general election on November 5, in some states they're actually voting almost 50 or 60 days out. In fact, somebody might prove me wrong. It might be even further out. There may be some states that's even further out than November 5. So think about the political impact if Jerome Powell and the Federal Reserve bankers decide, oh, let's cut interest rates in August, and then let's do it for political purposes, trying to help Joe Biden. I think that's actually possible. But Jamie Dimon's cautioning that not all is secure as it seems. The Bureau of Labor Statistics reported that after two consecutive months of 0.4% price increases, April witnessed a slight dip to 0.3%. But two things didn't dip like the overall number. And those were two things that are pretty important to people, housing and gasoline. So J.P. Morgan is saying, wait a minute, if you take things that people are actually spending money on, we got to be reasonable here. We can't take this overall number and say, hey, look, things are doing pretty well. Because the people that run the country, and by running the country, I'm not talking about the politicians, I'm not talking about Wall Street, I'm talking about people that actually run the country, and those are the people that go to work every single day, that work 5, 6, 7 days a week, the people that go out and buy groceries, buy gasoline, buy cars, pay rent, pay mortgages, the people that actually make this economy hum, recognize that inflation is really out of control. J.P. Morgan and Jamie Dimon are actually paying attention to that. Their concern is that the recent data does not fully represent the potential impact of this broader economic trend. He says this, there are, quote, a lot of inflationary forces in front of us. Really? Well, yes, because he pointed to the potential consequential the consequences of shifts toward all of this green energy, environmental sustainability, increased infrastructure spending, both of which push prices higher. And then he expressed concern over all of the increased government spending, noting that, think about this, this goes against everything we talked about in the first hour about this crazy modern monetary theory. He says that servicing the national debt and then bolstering military capabilities, which I really think we do need to do, those are contributors to inflation. And then you have all the trade disputes going on. And then he flags the risk associated with Biden's decision to quadruple tariffs on imported Chinese EVs. Extra costs incurred by businesses that get passed on to you and me. Yeah, it's not over with yet. I'll tell you more next.
Keep it right here. You've got The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Wow. the verdict is in. I've personally seen what goes on in D.C., and we could have some real challenges ahead. Congress can't stop spending money. The Fed can't stop printing money, and our national debt is increasing $1 trillion every 100 days. That's a wealth-destroying pace. Your dollars will buy less, and your retirement could be worth less. That's why gold is so important. It helps hedge against wealth destruction. I did my research, and it led me to gold, and that led me to Lear Capital. Over 25 years of experience, thousands of five-star reviews, and a 24-hour risk-free purchase guarantee. I encourage everyone to call Lear for their free $3,200 gold report at 800-927-2400. There's no obligation, just free education. And ask how you can qualify for up to $15,000 in bonus gold. Call 800-927-2400. That's 800-927-2400. 800-927-2400.
Need a cure for the midweek blues? Laughter is the best medicine. Join us in overtime every Wednesday at 8 p.m. for Comedy Night. Enjoy the humor of different comedians every Wednesday. And the weekend is heating up in overtime with karaoke every Thursday and DJs performing every Friday and Saturday night. So grab your friends, your dancing shoes, and enjoy signature cocktails with no cover charge. See WinRiver.com for the weekly lineup.
Must be 21 to attend.
Find your moment at the river.
As we all get older, the one constant thing is the aggressive, excessive mail and advertising for Medicare, Medicare supplements, and Medicare Advantage. And almost every one of them is a call center with no idea of what you really need. Siskiyou Insurance has an agent that deals with nothing but Medicare issues and can explain the differences clearly between a Medicare supplement and Medicare Advantage. Call Greg Green at Siskiyou Insurance at 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, for North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
This is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
But Tonight, Michael Brown joins me here.
He's the former FEMA director.
Talk show host Michael Brown.
Brownie!
Now.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Hey, welcome back to the Weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. Text the word Michael to this number, 33103. Tell me anything, ask me anything. I appreciate you doing that. So there are all these inflationary forces that, and government spending is, I think, the primary force that is out of control. Why do we continue to have increased government spending and increased and growing deficits? When Congress authorizes, there are two steps to spending. Actually, there's three steps. Congress first has to authorize a spending bill. You know, they have to authorize a program. And then once that program or that bill is authorized, then they have to actually appropriate. So you authorize and then you appropriate. And appropriate means we are taking money from the U.S. Treasury, and we are going to spend that money. We have put money in the bill. So you create a bill that, let's just say the bill creates a new, it creates the new talk show commission. And the talk show commission needs, it needs a staff, and it needs contractors, and it needs whatever. It needs lots of stuff. It needs a G5 because, you know, we got to have meetings all over the country. And then you have to, you know, you got to appoint people to the commission. So you authorize the president to appoint people to the talk show commission, and then they're going to have meetings all over the country. So this new commission needs money. So they've authorized the commission. And they've authorized, you know, that you can spend money on it. And now Congress has to throw that money into the commission. They have to appropriate the money. So they create the commission, they authorize the spending, they appropriate the money for the spending, and then once it passes Congress, it goes to the president. Oh my God, you know what I feel like I'm doing right here? If you're old enough, remember the Sesame Street thing, whatever, Sesame Street, whatever it was, how a bill is made, how a bill becomes law. I feel like I'm doing that right now. But I'm afraid that many people don't understand that. And so once Congress, both the House and the Senate, agree, that then goes to the president. And technically it goes to the Office of Management and Budget. And so now they have been authorized and appropriated money out of the Treasury to spend. Here's a little kicker. There's several kickers here. One, if there's not enough money in the Treasury, then that means the Office of Management and Budget has to go to, the Federal Reserve. They got to go borrow money somewhere. So the Treasury has to go borrow the money to spend on the talk show commission so that, you know, me as chairman can fly to, well, I'd like to fly back to Rome because I'd like to have some more good Italian food. Or, you know, I've been wanting to go back to South America. So fly me to Buenos Aires. Go down and have some really nice steak. But we don't have the money for that. So we borrow it. So they borrow the money. The Treasury borrows the money from the Federal Reserve. And now I've got money to spend. But they haven't put the commission together yet. They've named the appointees. We haven't had our first meeting, but they have to hire staff. So the president, the Office of Management and Budget, will appoint somebody as a staffer to start putting everything together, and that takes several months. And then they finally get me and the other people together, and that takes several months. And only then, it might be 6 months or a year before we actually start spending a bunch of money, even though some money's being spent just putting everything together. So money that was authorized, say, appropriated a year ago, doesn't get spent until a year later. Now, why do I tell you that example? Because when you look at some of the bills that Biden passed and the Democrats passed, the Marxists passed at the very beginning of the Biden administration, that money didn't get all spent at once. So the trillions of dollars that were appropriated are now being dribbled out. Well, not really dribbled out. It's kind of like they went to the kitchen faucet and turned it on full blast, and that's just flowing out into the economy. All that infrastructure money, it can't all be spent at once. So that money keeps flooding the economy, literally flooding the economy. And that puts inflationary pressures on. Because as all of that money floods, let's say to build bridges. Just, you know, we all agree we want bridges built, right? So the government floods contractors, and those contractors start looking for all the supplies they need to build a bridge. Well, that's concrete. It's steel. It's, maybe it's wood. It's asphalt. Any number of things. Construction supplies. So when those bridges start going out to contractors, start going out to buy that material, that causes inflationary prices on those materials because the government is now, I'm not saying we should or should not build bridges, I'm just saying this is the reality. All of that money to buy all of those supplies means that other people that are building, oh, I don't know, maybe a private bridge somewhere, or they're building an apartment complex, or they're building something else that requires concrete and steel and cable and rebar and everything else that needs to go on. Now everybody's competing for a limited supply. And so the prices go up. Then something else happens. You would think that wages would go up. Because now you're doing all of this building. People are still building apartment complexes. They're still building office buildings. They're still building whatever. And so now they're building bridges too. And you would think that, oh, now there's a labor shortage. But guess what? There's not really a labor shortage because, oh, we have a flood of illegal aliens coming in. And don't start at me. Well, Michael, they can't work because they don't have a work permit. Oh, really? Then you're not paying attention. One, yeah, in most cases, they're supposed to have a work permit, and many of them get hired without a work permit. But there are also people coming into the country that do get work permits, and guess what? They work for a lot lower wage than the typical American construction worker. So wages actually get depressed while supplies get increased. Inflation continues because of government spending. It gets spent over decades sometimes. And this is what Jamie Dimon's talking about. He also flagged the risks that are associated with the government's decision to quadruple tariffs on those imported Chinese electric vehicles. And then there's all the extra costs incurred by businesses that are passed on to the consumers. And increases in inflation may force the Federal Reserve to keep interest rates elevated, which combined with slow growth then poses significant risk to sectors that have really weak balance sheets. Identifying real estate, leveraged companies, private credit as areas of potential instability, Dimon says the likelihood of adverse outcomes is higher than anticipated. The chances of something going wrong are higher than people think, he said. And I think he's absolutely correct. We don't recognize. I mean, for example, now, I'm a free market. I sincerely believe in free markets. And this is why I oppose tariffs. And I know Trump imposed tariffs. But however he did it, I don't know. But it didn't start a trade war. But let's just take a basic tariff on something that gets imported all the time. There's some piece of crap, whatever it is, that's made in China. If you impose a tariff on that of 50%, 100%, I don't care what it is, you increase the price that you have to pay for that by 50% or 100%. Who pays that? Well, the manufacturer of that widget doesn't pay it. He passes it along to the ultimate consumer of that widget, and that's you and me. So those are the kinds of things that Biden has done, the spending. And you know what? Let's quit blaming Biden alone. because it's both Republicans and Democrats in Congress, although the Inflation Reduction Act, was passed solely by Democrats. The Republicans often engage in the same kind of outrageous spending, too. And then that spending gets stretched out over time. And then he does tariffs. And inflation continues. Let me ask you, other than in conservative talk or conservative news outlets, when was the last time you heard the word Bidenomics? When was the last time you heard Joe Biden going out and appearing in front of five people in a donut shop or an ice cream shop talk about how great Bidenomics is working for the American people? Nope. That's disappeared from the lexicon. And you know why? Because it's not working. And Jamie Dimon is right. And inflation's going to continue. I don't know how bad it could get, but having lived through the Carter years, I know it can get bad. And quite frankly, I think it can get worse. And I think when it gets worse, that has an impact come November 5.
At University of Maryland Global Campus, we give our students credit. Credit for deciding while stuck in traffic to get a bachelor's degree. Credit for managing three kids, two dogs, and a full-time job to pursue an MBA. Students at UMGC can use prior learning or relevant experience to earn up to 90 credits toward a bachelor's, and graduate students can transfer up to 12 credits toward their master's. Plus, get your application fee waived through May 31st. Flexible online and hybrid classes start soon. Learn more at umgc.edu. Certified to operate in Virginia by
Sheriff. Go with your gut. Your dog's immune system is based in the gut. A diet lacking in nutrients can cause itching, scratching, and a weak immune system. However, there is a solution. DINOVITE. DinoVite.
It took a grand total of 2 weeks. The dog stopped itching, the hair stopped falling out.
Try DinoVite for free. Just pay shipping and handling. Learn more at DinoVite.com/radio.
Happier, healthier with every bite. Over a million pets helped with DinoVite.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
NorCal Vaccine Access Alliance and medical partners organized a free COVID-19 vaccine special clinic in Anderson for kids and adults at the Shasta Regional Medical Group at 2830 East Street in Anderson. This free event in Anderson will feature gift cards and free food for vaccine recipients Friday, May 24th from 9:30 a.m. to 2:30 p.m. Walk-ins are welcome. For more details, email ncvaa2023@gmail.com.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive in Reading is a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45's baseball. North Valley Distributing is a major supplier of electrical and electronic products for the industrial and construction markets, featuring services with concentration in industrial automation, lighting, distribution, controls, data communication, solar, and energy solutions. North Valley Distributing, a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45's baseball. Call 530-222-1500. That's 530-222-1500.
Hi,
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day, I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best-tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best. Mount Shasta spring water.
Welcome back to Weekend with Michael Brown. I got some great news for you. Congress and the president have done something about the border. Yeah. Hang on to your seats, kids. The House passed something called the Police Our Borders Act on Thursday. Now, guess what? 54 Democrats joined the Republican majority in taking action against Biden's disastrous border crisis. Here's what it does. Now, I don't lie to you. I find some of these stories so infuriating and so hilariously. I mean, it's like we live in some sort of, I don't know, satirical world. It's all make believe. The 54 Democrats join the Republican majority and require a report to the Congress within 180 days of enactment on the experiences of federal, state, local, and tribal law enforcement officers working on issues related to immigration at the southern border of the United States. Wow. They finally did something. They won a report, and they won it in 6 months. Anybody want to take bets 6 months from now? The report won't be ready? And by the way, could you tell me exactly what a report does to help secure the border? Could you? A congressman by the name of Anthony D'Esposito, from a Republican from New York, sponsored the bill, which passed with a total of 254 in favor and only 157 against. Now, according to him, if Biden signs the bill into law, it would mandate the Attorney General compile a report on the border crisis impact on law enforcement agencies across the United States, quantifying the impacts of an ever-expanding crisis and allowing Congress the ability to know where best to direct future resources. Wow. In other words, it doesn't do anything. In other words, it wants wants the Department of Justice to go out and talk to, say, the Denver Police Department, or the LAPD, or the Miami PD, or the Chicago PD, and say, hey, how are illegal aliens affecting your job? Really? Is that bad? Let me make some notes here. Let me write that down. Okay, now are you sure about this? Okay, all right. Now I'm going to compile all of this because it's going to go in a report to Congress. So that we'll know better where to direct resources. Wait a minute. I think you and I know where to direct resources. To Immigrations and Customs Enforcement and to Customs and Border Patrol and to the Department of Homeland Security, which houses those two agencies, and build the effing wall. Now, when I say build the wall, I don't necessarily mean brick and mortar, but do something to secure the border. Gee, I just solved the problem, and I didn't need a report. He goes, this dumbass congressman goes on to say this. It is vital that Congress has a clear picture of the burden placed on law enforcement agencies across the United States as a result of President Biden and Secretary Mayorkas' dereliction of duty, and the Police Our Border Act is a crucial step in compiling that data. Well, good. Now, look, more than 13 million illegal aliens have entered the country since Joe Biden entered the White House back in January 2021. And that is concerning. And we know how it's affecting local police departments. They're outgunned, they're outmanned, they're stretched too thin. People want to defund the cops. People want to do this. People want to do that. We know that it sucks. We don't need a report. And by the way, if you think it's bad, what do you think the solution is? Well, just as the solution to crime is more cops, the solution to illegal aliens might be more cops to deal with those who are already here, but how about you stop the flow of them coming in the first place? I'm just a former dumbass undersecretary. So what do I know? Oh, by the way, undersecretary of Homeland Security, by the way, too. Jiminy Christmas. You know what we ought to really be concerned about, at least to some degree? I am. The increasing number of Chinese and other illegal aliens coming in from hostile countries who've entered the country as the Biden government just continues to allow the border open. The number of Chinese, now I don't think that they're all here for nefarious reasons, but how many people did it take to hijack planes in 9/11? Yeah. Customs and Border Protection says unofficially that 175,000 gotaways entered the United States and evaded detainment by agents since the start of the fiscal year back in October. On average, nearly 1,000 illegal aliens are coming into the country every single day, and a significant portion of those are of Chinese origin. Now, according to that one official, the encounter numbers from the Border Patrol, agents have picked up at least 1,200 illegal Chinese immigrants in the first 8 days of May. Now, this comes out to roughly 115 Chinese nationals trying to enter this country every single day. Now, that only included those actually detained by CBP and not those merely observed entering the country. And I laugh because we do just actually observe. Oh, look. Oh, get the binoculars out. Look over there, guys. Yep, there they come. Oh, they look to be, yeah, they look to be Asian. Mm-hmm, yep. Probably Chinese. Yeah, I don't think they're from Taiwan. They may be from Vietnam. I don't know, but they kind of look like Chinese to me. I think the number of illegal Chinese aliens entering this country is likely a lot higher than the 150 a day. Between those observed, the gotaways, those detained, but then let go with a notice to appear. Now, if you only need, you know, maybe approximately a dozen hijackers to commit a 9/11, if you have thousands, what's the odds that, you know, what's generally speaking, 10% of any group of people, 10% of plumbers, 10% of lawyers, 10% of talk show hosts are bad apples? Well, 10% of, I don't know, tens of thousands of Chinese illegal aliens? Yeah, you've got enough to cause problems. It's The Weekend with Michael Brown. Be right back.
Now, The Weekend with Michael Brown continues.
Napolitano here. Can you believe the chaos we're facing today? Government is out of control. Spending is out of control. And the dollar is dying. It's just a matter of time until digital money replaces cash. It's coming fast. So you need to get educated in other ways to invest and preserve the wealth you already have. Start now by calling Lear Capital at 800-927-2400. Get their free report, The Tipping Point. Learn what rising debt and a digital dollar could mean for your retirement. Do what I did. Buy gold from Lear Capital to protect your wealth. Over 25 years experience, thousands of five-star reviews, and a 24-hour risk-free purchase guarantee. Lear is whom I trust when I buy gold. Get the report and up to $15,000 in bonus gold with a qualifying purchase. Call 800-927-2400. That's 800-927-2400. 800-927-2400.
The official meeting of the Business to Business meeting is called to order. Business to Business, where we always say, make every transaction a win-win-win. Our guest today is Steve Clark from Minuteman Press of Reading.
Today I'd like to talk to you about business cards.
I just get mine from this.
Don't say it. Don't do it. If you're thinking of ordering your business cards online, don't do it. Keep your business local.
But they're cheaper online.
No. Business cards from Minuteman Press of Reading start at just $35, and custom design services start at $29, and you keep your money local.
Hey, that's a win!
Let us at Minuteman Press of Reading take care of your business cards. Rapid turnaround time and priced right. We also do full-service direct mail and promotional products at Minuteman Press of Reading.
Call 221-0400. That's 221-0400.
For Minuteman Press of Reading, where we design, print, and promote you.
221-0400. That's 221-0400.
Minuteman Press of Reading. Call today.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.